Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for hanging out with us today. Our hope is that these few minutes every single weekday would be like an investment in your personal and spiritual growth, and we're so glad you're here. I do want to encourage you, we have a ton in our backlog on weekdaypodcast.com, and what I mean by that is there's so many topics, so many things that we have talked about over these last few years, so if there's something you're looking for, I want to encourage you to swing by the website, weekdaypodcast.com, and look through the archives and find some encouragement as you launch into your day. Well, over the last couple of months, my wife and I have jumped into a small group that's new to us that's been together for a little while now, and they are incredible. Our leader does such a fantastic job walking us through Scripture, and then the community that we've built has just been so refreshing. And one of the things that we've been studying over this last semester is the book of Corinthians. And one of the things that stood out to me as we're studying it is there are some phrases that kept popping up over and over again as Paul's writing to the believers, and they're trying to figure out, how do I live for God in the middle of this crazy culture? What does it look like to be distinctively Christ-centered in a world that is otherly-centered? And one of the things that happens when you get to chapters 6, 7, and 8, especially of 1 Corinthians, is Paul begins to deal with what I would call the gray areas of our life. What do you do with those areas of your life where it's not clearly spelled out, it's not necessarily obviously right or obviously wrong? How do you navigate those areas well? And if you've ever wrestled with that, if you've ever wrestled with making a decision when it wasn't crystal clear, I think today's podcast is going to help you. There's sort of four tests that I want to give to you in rapid fire today that are helpful as we think about what is the right godly thing to do in this moment. And the first one is number one, test number one, does this thing overpower the priority of my life? Does this thing overpower the priority? And so it's a priority question. He says in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12, he says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. That's a priority question. Paul's saying there are some gray areas that I could go into. There are some decisions I could make, but not all of those things are profitable. Not all of those things am I going to be able to master. They might try to control me. And so the priority question really wrestles with, what is the priority of your life? Is that thing that you're walking towards, is that thing in alignment with your priorities? Here's another test. Test number two is this: is the outcome of this decision positive? Is the outcome of this decision positive? He says in chapter 8, verse 13, therefore, if food causes my brother to stumble, and there's so much background we could give there, but he's talking about something that might cause somebody to stumble, something that they might eat that would cause somebody else that's newer in their faith or weaker in their faith to stumble. He says, if my food causes my brother to stumble, I will never eat meat again that I might not cause my brother to stumble. In other words, there's some things that Paul could do. I mean, legally he could do it, morally he could do it, but by doing it, he might hurt somebody else's spiritual outlook. And so Paul says, look, I'm going to self-limit myself because the outcome isn't going to be positive. Test number three is there an opportunity to progress? Is there an opportunity to progress? In chapter 10, verse 23, he says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. That word edify is where we get the word edifice from, and it literally means to build up. And so Paul gives us the sense that when there's something gray that's legally, morally, spiritually okay for us to do, we begin to ask ourselves, not am I allowed to do it, not could I get away with it, but is it going to build up me or tear me down? Is it going to build up others or is it going to tear them down? Is it going to have a positive or negative effect? And the last one, test number four, is will it open people to God's presence? Will it open people up to God's presence? He says in chapter 10, verse 31, he says, whether then you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And then I love what he says in verse 33, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, so that they may be saved. Paul saying, man, there's a lot of things I could do, but at the end of the day, my hope is to point more people to Jesus. And so today, I don't know what decisions you're walking through. There's some things that are clearly spelled out, but there's some things in Scripture that God allows us to make our own judgment call. There are the gray areas. Will it overpower the priority? Will the outcome be positive? Is there opportunity to progress? And will it open people up to God's presence? I hope these four tests are helpful for you. And if there's a specific situation you're walking through that you'd like some outsider input on, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.